Shavua Tov, everybody, and welcome to Parashat Vayera. Winston Churchill once said, "If you're going through hell, keep going." And I can think of no more pertinent person that understands this concept than Avraham Avinu. And I'm talking specifically about Akedat Yitzhak, with the greatest challenge that Avraham Avinu had to withstand. And I'd like to read the text with you and see how is it that Avraham, who is, of course, our forefather, our patriarch, the one who we look to for guidance in terms of overcoming challenges, how did he overcome this greatest of challenges? And I think it has a lot of messages for ourselves, for our own lives. How do we overcome difficult challenges and difficult periods in our lives? How do we respond when we are presented with such difficulty in our lives? So the text says, "Vahi ahara devarima ele." It was after these events, and of course we're talking about after the event with Hagar and Ishmael, and after the whole event with Avimelech, and the wife of Avraham, Sarah, being taken by Avimelech. So a lot has gone on this week's parasha for Avraham. Other challenges, and it's life is challenging him one after another with these very difficult tests. And now Avraham is given the ultimate test. So after these things, V'hai Elohim nisa et Avraham, and God tested Avraham. And of course we know the word Nisa comes from the word Nes, like a miracle, but really the word Nes means something deeper in its real etymology. It means a banner. It means something that to be held up in front of people and shown to people. And that's who Avraham was to become. He was going to become a Nes to the Goyim. He was going to become like a banner to everybody. Look how amazing this person is. Look how he responds when he has a Nisayon. V'Elohim nisa'ed Avraham v'yomer elav Avraham. And God calls out to him, Avraham, and Avraham says, Hineni. Now keep that word in mind. Avraham's response to God is, Hineni, here I am. He says, take your son, your only son, the one that you love, and yes, I'm talking about Yitzhak, Isaac. And he says, go unto yourself to the land of Moriah. And what's so amazing about those words, Lech Lecha, where did we hear those words before? They only appeared twice in the whole Torah. And the first time was Avraham's first test. The first Lech Lecha. Now this is the culmination of all his tests. And this is his final Lech Lecha. Where is he to go? To Eretz HaMoriah. V'ha'alehu sham le'ola ala hade'anim asher omar elecha. And I want you to sacrifice your son Yitzhak upon one of the mountains that I will tell you. And it's an amazing thing because, you know, in the ancient world, the most religious of people would be the ones who would go and sacrifice their children. And of course, Abraham knows Hashem already promised ki be Yitzhak yikare lecha zara, that through Yitzhak you're going to have zera, you're going to have children. So Abraham is completely torn now. He doesn't understand how this is possible, that God is asking him to do this. But I think in order to get into Avraham's head, we have to realize this is not unheard of. In our 21st century point of view, it's very easy for us to say, well, Avraham probably thought this is a ridiculous request, but I'm going to do it anyway. It really was not a ridiculous request. In those days, if you're religious, quote unquote, this is what you did. So Avraham says, you know what? God promised me children through Yitzhak, and yet he's asking me to do this. I'm just going to keep going. And this is hell for me, but I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to see where it leads. So Avraham continues. Vayashkem Avraham baboker, and he gets up early in the morning. Vayahavosh et hamuro, and he saddles his donkey. Vayikach et shenene arav ito, et Yitzhak beno, he takes his two lads with him, and he takes his son Yitzhak. Vayibaka ase ola, and he prepares the firewood. Vayakom vayelech lamakom asher amar lo Elohim. And this reminds us of the place that God will show him, reminds us exactly of his first journey. God says, I'm going to show you Eretz Canaan. This is the land that I'm going to show you. Asher Ar'eka, similar idea. So it's really bringing us back. Avraham is almost having flashbacks to the beginning of this unbelievable journey. And in a way, it's like, how is this possible? My journey set out in such a beautiful way with so many promises from God. And is this really how it's going to end? And yet he keeps going. He's going through hell, but he's putting one foot in front of the other. Bayom HaShelishi. On the third day, and Avraham sees the place from afar. He says to his lads, and he says to the lads, stay here with the donkey, and me and the lad, Yitzhak, will go until a certain place. We're going to go do our worship, and we'll return to you. And you're thinking to yourself, maybe Abraham is clinging to this hope that Yitzhak will return as well. It's maybe about having that faith, that even with this crazy request, with something that's unthinkable, you keep going through it, so maybe something good will come out of it. And Abraham takes the firewood and he gives it to Yitzhak. And Abraham takes in his hand the fire and the knife, and they go together. Now these words are really important. They're going as one unit. And now Yitzhak calls out to Abraham and he says, "Dad." And Abraham responds, "Vayomer hineni beni." He says, "Here I am." And of course, we heard that exact same response from Abraham Avinu to God. So Abraham has a dual loyalty right now. He's going up the mountain. He's on the verge of maybe doing something that will really eat him up inside, even though it's the religious norm in the day. Abraham is about to do something unthinkable. And yet he's maintaining his amazing loyalty, not only to his God, but also to his son. And he doesn't know how he's going to get out of it, but he's going to continue on the journey. And that's the message, I think, for all of us. When we find ourselves at a crossroads, when we find ourselves going through difficult times, we don't know how it's going to turn out. Stick with the process. Have faith in the process. And understand that something will work out. Something will work itself out, no matter what you do. And no matter how much you worry, things will be okay. Vayomer Abraham, right? So Vayomer Hineni Beni, he says, "Here I am." Vayomer Hineish Ve'aitzim Ve'ayah Seh Olah. And Yitzhak says, "I see the fire and I see the firewood, and where's the seh? Where's the lamb that we're going to bring as a sacrifice?" And this rips your heart out, because Yitzhak is a young kid. He has no idea what's going to happen. And Abraham is seemingly deceiving him until now to go and bring him as a sacrifice. And Abraham has to look at his son and say the following. Vayomer Abraham Elohim yir Eloh haseh le'ala beni. He says, "God will find for himself a lamb as a sacrifice." And Abraham, it seems, this is almost like a dramatic irony here, because Abraham did seemingly have faith that God will find for himself a seh. And he didn't really understand what was going to happen. But he said, "You know what? God will work this out." Vayomer Abraham Elohim yir Eloh haseh le'ala beni ve'yelechushim yahdav ve'yavo'u el ha'makom asher amar lo ha'elohim. And they get to the place that God said. And Abraham sets up the altar and he even binds Yitzhak. And he puts his son on the altar on top of the firewood. And this is reaching its emotional crescendo. And we don't even hear a peep about the emotions going on in Abraham's mind and the emotions going on in Yitzhak's mind. We can only imagine the toll this is taking. And Abraham is ready to do it. And he takes the knife to slaughter his son. And like we said, this was the normal practice in those days. And now this hineni resolves the first two. The first hineni was from God. The second one was after Yitzhak called to him. And finally now, the malach is going to save the day, and he's going to say, "Abraham, I do not want you to do this." And I heard a great hidush from Haki Sassoon. He says as follows: the amazing test that Abraham had to pass here was not to go and actually bring himself to sacrifice his son. The test for Abraham was to not sacrifice his son. The test is at this moment, not the binding, not taking the knife. The test was to not sacrifice his son, because in those days, that's what everybody who was religious did. And Abraham had the courage to withhold himself from doing that. He followed his moral conscience. And of course, his moral conscience manifested as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But we could think of it in our lives as well. Everybody could be doing one thing. If you know something is right, you have to follow your conscience. And Abraham, because he stuck with the process and he went through the motions, he got to this point. And we'll see that God echoes this very sentiment. Vayomer, al tishlach yadecha lanar, do not send forth your hand against this lad. Ve'al ta'as lo me'uma, don't do anything to him. ki ata yadanti ki yere Elohim ata velo hasachda et milchat yahidecha mimeni. And this is the key, that you did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. And this, the chidush here, according to Rabbi Sacks, is in the ancient world, people believed that they ruled over their children, that their children were their property. But in today's day and age, of course, we know that's ridiculous, but it's only because of these amazing strides that Abraham Avinu took. In those days, it was unheard of for a son to have his own rights. God is saying, no, I'm the God of yourself as well as the God of your son. You have no rights over your son. I have all the rights over your son. And because you internalized that message, because you went through all these motions, and you were willing to give him up, and you followed my advice, you followed my command, that's why you're the chosen man. That's the big chidush going on here. And now, never again will people believe that human beings could be treated like property, that human beings could be sacrificed. And what God wants is really not for a sacrifice to ever occur. Of course not. God wants us to all understand the infinite beauty and the infinite nature of every human being. And I heard a nice idea in the name of Martin Buber, a Jewish philosopher who talks about the idea of I and thou. We often like to treat human beings as I and it. You know, we think of people, how could we gain things out of them? How could we use them in a certain way? We don't really treat them like an infinite subject, like we know ourselves to be. And it's only when we get to the level of I and thou, understanding that each human being is an infinite subject just like myself, that's when we get to the level of the divine. That's when we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what God is saying. V'lo hasachta et minchat yahidecha mimeni. And just like Abraham predicted, God gave him a new sacrifice. And he, instead of his son, and this is the only time ever we see Abraham Avinu bringing a sacrifice. Every other time he built him his beyah, he only is vayikra b'shem Hashem. He's only calling out in the name of God. And now, in contrast to that, we see Abraham actually bringing a korban only because it's instead of his son. But we see the ideal clearly is not to bring korban. The ideal is just to call out in the name of God. But in this specific instance, it was the symbolism of bringing an animal instead of a person. Vayikra Avraham Shema Makom Ahu Adonai Yireh. He calls the name of the place, God will appear. Asheri Amir Ayom Behar Adonai Yireh. And it's the name of the mountain today, Har Adonai Yireh. And in my humble opinion, I think this is exactly the point. Abraham is naming the place, God will appear. And it's the same kind of idea, because Abraham had faith that God will choose. Elohim yir'e lo haseh le'olabini. Abraham said those words to his son earlier on. He says, God yir'e lo haseh. God will find for himself the seh. And it's because of that faith that Abraham Avinu had, that God will choose, that's what got him through it. And he understood from the get-go, you know, as bleak as things may seem, I'm going to still maintain my faith in life. I'm going to maintain my faith in the process, that things will work out okay. Vayikra malach Adonai l'Abraham shenit min hashamayim. A second time, the malach calls out to Abraham. Vayomer binishbati ne'um Adonai ki yan asher asita et hadavar hazeh ve'lo hasachta et minchat yahidecha, because you did not withhold your son from me. Ki barech abarechecha ve'arba arve et zaracha kechochevei hashamayim ve'chachol asher al sefat hayam. Because you understand this very fundamental concept that human beings are not property. It's not the I-it relationship, it's the I-and-thou relationship. Now you are deserving of having a multitude of children come out of you. Because they're going to all understand this very same concept. The infinity of each human being. Ve'irash zar'acha et shar oyevav. And they will inherit the bounty of their enemies. Mitbarechu bezar'acha kol goya aretz ekev asher shamata bekoli. And your children will bring blessing to the world because you listen to me. Because of this new concept that you now have uncovered about humanity, the entire world will be blessed by you. Because you're going to bring the same concept of the infinity of a human being to everyone in the world. Vayashov Abraham el ne'arav vayakumu vayalechu yahdav el be'er shava. And just as Abraham predicted earlier on that they're going to return, they do return to the ne'arim. And they get to Be'er Sheva, Vayeshev Abraham Be'er Sheva. So I think it's a very difficult passage for us to read because of course, we're dealing with human beings, we're dealing with infinite lives. And it's not a joke to bound your son onto an altar, of course not. But again, you have to realize we're living in the 21st century when this is an of course idea. But in Abraham's time, this was a huge chidush. For a human being to not just be your property was not a simple concept. But it was because of the strides that Abraham made, it's because he began this process, that we, living today, we understand this concept. So I think we should not judge the way that our forefathers had to understand new things and the way that our forefathers had to go through tests. Abraham began the journey. We need to make the next step in the journey. Just like Abraham's father was too afraid to get to Eretz Canaan for whatever reason, he couldn't quite make it. We have to continue the journey forward and continue the progress that Abraham Avinu is making in terms of human rights. And I think if we could understand this concept, especially the idea of going through difficult challenges and just continuing on our journey and having faith that things will turn out okay if we just maintain our faith in life and our faith in God. And that's my blessing to you, is that when you go through tough times, when you find yourself in a pit, in darkness, just keep going and have faith that things will turn out okay. It's just a matter of having faith in the process, believing in yourself, and believing that God is capable of doing anything if you only open yourself to His blessings. Thank you very much, and Shavua Tov.